six evenings he's giving us. I'm going to give you a brief introduction about him. He began chanting Hare Krishna in the early 1968 when he was still a student at the University of Buffalo. Was there Rupanuga Prabhu at that time? So that batch of devotees Rupanuga Prabhu produced were all like swans. Prabhu was one of those swans from that university. A few months later he met Srila Prabhupada at the first Hare Krishna temple on 2nd Avenue in New York City. He was initiated by Prabhupada later that same year, which means 1968. And that was the year I was born actually. So Prabhu was already initiated. Prabhu says he was also born. I was materially born, he was spiritually born. So in 1970, he and his good wife, Her Grace Jagatarini Devi Mataji, they opened ISKCON's first Hong Kong center. And in 1976, he worked in a primary education and curriculum development in ISKCON's educational system and later conducted teacher training courses in Vrindavan. While teaching at Gita Nagari Farm Community, he wrote curriculum for elementary and high school academics. Also while at Gita Nagari, he and Jagatarini Mataji created and performed many puppet shows, which became the basis of Gita Nagari Puppet Theatre video series that has provided devotional entertainment for hundreds of devotee children. Many of you must have seen the Chitraketu pastime, Bharat Maharaj pastime. They are all available in puppet shows. So one observation I made with Burujan Prabhu, many of the original things he has done, like VIHE foundation was laid by him. After that, now VIHE is offering so many courses which we all know, especially Bhakti Shastri. Similarly, the puppet shows, he and his wife were the first one to originate that kind of puppet shows to preach, to teach Bhagavatam through puppet shows. And also Prabhuji is actually a very dedicated and committed teacher of hundreds and thousands of students across the globe. And he began from Vrindavan. I mean, you might have seen his famous book called as Art of Teaching. I extract a lot of the things from that book when I teach also. Very valuable. In 1987, he helped establish the Vrindavan Institute of Higher Education, as I told you, VIHE, where he taught courses in Shastra, teaching and writing. He organized ISKCON's first Bhakti Shastri course. That means the first Bhakti Shastri course was organized by Burujan Prabhu, covering Bhagavad Gita as it is, Nectar of Devotion, Nectar of Instruction and Sri Ishopanishad. That was 1987, which was actually a dream of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada had asked the devotees to put up the courses beginning with Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vaibhava and all that. In 2001, he was instrumental in inaugurating the VIHE's Govardhana retreats, which have since become a yearly event attended by devotees from around the world. You can imagine, 2001 it started and it is still on. Every year, Govardhana retreat, hundreds of devotees come from various parts of the world to join that. Probably it happens in that Govardhana ISKCON temple. It happens in ISKCON's Govardhana temple.
Now we're organizing a retreat center, and somehow or another, excuse me, somehow or another, we have an amazing gift. Of course, it was an expensive gift, but we have more than 5 acres, maybe 7 acres, just 200 meters from Giriraj Govardhan. Now, this is impossible, more or less, to get this amount of land. And so close to Giriraj. And we have found that because Vrindavan is really meant for hearing and chanting. Really is meant for hearing and chanting. And Prabhupada even said, someone said to him, how do you like Vrindavan? And he replied, Vrindavan is for Goswamis and I am Godas. Because it is really the spiritual world. It is really the spiritual world. And if one goes to Vrindavan and just spends one's time hearing and chanting, one will see that the land of Vrindavan is alive. It is alive. It is not like an ordinary city, an ordinary town or village. Your hand will get tired. You ask me about Vrindavan. And so somehow or another, we have found that if we can bring devotees to in the shelter of Giriraj Govardhan in Vrindavan and do nothing but hear and chant, at least for some time, for a week, then Giriraj gives so much mercy. He gives so much mercy. And we really, when Vrindavan or Giriraj or the dust of Vrindavan rains down some mercy, it brings so much satisfaction to the heart, because Giriraj is pleased when we glorify Krishna. And this is actually what we are meant to do. This is mama eva angsa jiva loke. We are meant to glorify Krishna. This is who we are. This is who we are. And we get into so much trouble in this world, entangle us so deeply, because we forget who we are. We forget to glorify Krishna. And instead we want ourselves, I want me to be glorified. And this causes so much trouble. So if we can just glorify Krishna, now we don't have to talk about me anymore. I've already
two more lands. In 2002, he helped organize for VIHE, the Bhakti Vaibhava course, study of the first part of Bhagavad Purana, and co-taught the first six cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam. You may be aware that he published the Unveiling the Lotus Feet, canto 1, 2, 3, 4. Later on, he published another book called as Backward Glance, which we had displayed last time, which were for the further canto. So now he is going to complete the entire Srimad Bhagavatam. He is writing very valuable materials for studying Bhagavatam. In 2007, he co-taught the first Bhakti Vedanta course, which covers the canto 7 through 12. He has written several books, including Art of Teaching, Surrender Unto Me. Surrender Unto Me is a very famous one. You all know for Bhakti Shastri. Studying Srimad Bhagavatam, My Glorious Master. For me, that's one of my most favorite books, My Glorious Master. I told him that every leela of Prabhupada has got a lesson which is derived by Prabhuji. He has given a lesson below. So that many times we read leela, we don't know where to use it, how to apply it in our lives. So he helps us, he walks us through Prabhupada's pastimes with lessons. And Unveiling the Lotus Feet and Japa, 9 keys from Shikshashtaka to improve your Japa. So he is in the process of writing 2 more volumes of his Bhagavatam study, which will cover cantos 5 through 9. And the backward glance is summary of 11 and 12 cantos. Now he is going to publish very soon cantos 5 through 9. That will complete the everything except 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, which he would like to do later. So he currently divides his year between teaching in Vrindavan, teaching and writing in Perth, Australia, and traveling. He has a hobby, photographing beautiful Sri Vrindavan Dham. He has got very, very beautiful photos of cows and Govardhan Hill and different scenes in Vrindavan. And Prabhu has personally taken many of them. We have seen sometimes very rare photos. You feel like you are already in Vrindavan when you see them. Offering the fruit of his photography to the devotees is the primary inspiration for this website. So Prabhuji will also reveal to us which is the website where you can see those photos. Prabhuji will tell us. So, also I wish to thank Damodar Prabhu and Vrindavaneshwari Mataji, by whose kindness actually we could get in touch with him and welcome him every year. They are his disciples from Australia, and they have been kindly coordinating his visit to Pune and everything. I am thankful to them also. Now let us welcome His Grace Burijan Prabhu with 3 loud Hari Bols. Also behind, we have His Holiness Jayadut Swami Maharaj. So it's our double good fortune that we are having many morning Bhagavatam classes and Brahmachari classes by His Holiness Jayadut Swami Maharaj. And evening, every evening for the next 6 evenings, 6 evenings, we are going to have a Burijan Prabhu. So all of you, may request you promptly join these programs. Take note of the timings. Some of the days the timings are 4:30, 6:30 on Saturday, Sunday. Don't miss the event. Take full advantage of the events. Thank you. Grace Burijan Prabhu ki. This is Holiness Jayadut Swami Maharaj ki. Where is the bookstore? Actually, there is a bookstore available behind, but we are going to put it up very close to Prabhu at the end of the class here. So immediately we can take the book and take a signature from Prabhuji. Is that all right, Prabhu?
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasadaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tanamane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nivisesha Sanyavadi Prajgati Deza Tarane Om Agena Jaminandasya Anjana Jana Salakaya Chakshu Sumilatan Jaina Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manavistam Stapitam Jaina Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sahapandantikam Vancha Kapatu Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhai Vacha Patitanam Pabhinebhyo Vaisnavebhyo Namo Nama Hare Krishna. To tell you the truth, the real reason I come to Pune is because there is one devotee here who I appreciate so much because of his preaching and his deep desire to save the youth of India, the students of India, from completely ruining their lives in the university. He has dedicated himself to really that one thing, to saving these young men especially. It seems especially engineers are especially blessed because in the university, what do we learn? There's what the school, the college, university teaches us, which is basically how to further our material career. And the competition is so heavy, it is so difficult. But worse than just the materialistic, mechanistic curriculum is what happens on the internet and how these very innocent young men and their consciousness gets full of things that it's so difficult to get rid from the consciousness once it's there. And no one even will tell them, practically speaking, that this isn't healthy for you. It's not even good for you. So and even when I was in Mangalore last year, there was some very brave university dean. He made the very strong attempt to cut off the internet between like 11 o'clock at night till 8 o'clock in the morning, something like that. And the students rebelled and they went on strike and they had to pull back that. Of course, they were only interested in studying during those times of the night, in the middle of the night, and therefore they didn't want the teacher, the school, to get in the way of their serious study. But just see what happens. This is Kali working. This is the specific workings of Kali Yuga, and it is meant to cause chaos and so much suffering in the world. So this one very strong and kind-hearted soul has dedicated his life to trying to pull as many young men out of that very dangerous situation and tell them, no, this is not what life is for. We can prove it to you scientifically, logically, but life is not meant for this. To have a material career, and to just fill your mind with unwanted subjects that will torture you while you're young and torture you even more when you're older. No, you use your life to gain the most wonderful thing. The most wonderful thing is prema pamato mahan. Use your life to develop love for Krishna. Because one will bring you deep suffering, and the other will bring you a taste of sweetness that's just simply not available in the material world. And Srila Prabhupada, he struggled so hard in his old age to bring this message of chanting Hare Krishna and use your life responsibly. That's the basic preaching that Prabhupada trained us in, and that is everywhere in his books and his words. Use your life responsibly. You're a human being. You're a human being, not an animal. Use your life, use your intelligence for the greatest purpose. Now, what is that greatest purpose? At least start asking that question. At least ask that question. What is the purpose of my life? People don't even think like that anymore. They don't have the time to think like that. Just involved in enjoying and working and working and working and working and working and family life and attending weddings and on and on and on and on and on and on and on. And then one day, and I'll tell you it happens because it happened to me, one day you find yourself 73, 75 years old and you think, what happened? Really, I'm not joking. It happens. I can tell you from my personal experience. What happened? Where did my life go? So we're actually supposed to start komana machire pragyo. As soon as we become conscious that I'm alive, that I exist, we should start thinking, what is the purpose of my life? Who am I meant to serve? I end up serving anyway. Actually, I recently, in my study of the Bhagavatam, I studied the seventh canto of the Bhagavatam, and in the last five chapters of the seventh canto of the Bhagavatam, there's Maharaj Yudhisthira in the 11th chapter. Anyway, I could tell you the whole, we could start going through the whole seventh canto right now, but in the seventh canto we hear, who is the main person spoken about in the seventh canto? Prahlad Maharaj. It's actually, the great hero is actually not Lord Nrisimhadev, it's Prahlad Maharaj. Because for the first time in the Bhagavatam, he shows the example that we can follow perfectly and become perfect ourselves. So the story of Prahlad Maharaj more or less ends in the 10th chapter of the 7th canto. And then in the 11th chapter, in the beginning of the 11th chapter, Yudhisthira Maharaj, who Narada Muni had narrated this story of Hiranyakashipu and Prahlad Maharaj and finally Lord Nrisimhadev, he asked the question, how do you achieve this level of consciousness that Prahlad had? How can I achieve this? This is a very intelligent question. And Narada Muni answers by explaining a culture, the Varnashrama culture, the culture by which the purpose of life is clear. A whole culture, just like bacteria grows in a culture, so similarly, we also grow into a culture. And that culture, without us knowing it, it gives us values. Without us consciously accept thinking, what do I value in life? Whatever culture we're in, that will bring values right into our consciousness. So, in answer to Yudhisthira Maharaj's question of how can I attain this, Narada Muni explains the Varnashrama culture, Varnashrama society. And the first element of that, he explains, is Brahmachari life, basically, and student life. And when I studied this, because having been a Gurukula teacher for quite a few years, this part was always very interesting. But the essence of it, the essence of what one learns in Gurukul, in what one's supposed to learn in through one's education, you'll never guess what it is. Or maybe you will guess. Raise your hand if you want to try. What do you think the purpose of this early student education? Did you just raise your hand? You did, I saw you. Teachers learn how to have eyes this way, eyes this way, eyes this way. Okay, who's yes? Very good answer, but not exactly the essence. Respect is very important. Who will say what the essence is? Yes. Oh, I got two answers, but you didn't raise your hand, so I'm not going to even look at you. Yes. Yes, same answer. Very good. But yes. But what's the essence of discipline?
Humility.
Yes, you need humility, but in between. Yes. But what are we actually learning? Yes. Excuse me? Yes, but yes, 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 but all no, no, no. Not at least you're not able to read my mind. Yes. Yes, no.
Obedience.
Obedience is the essence of discipline. And what do you need to be obedient? You need to be able to control your mind. And that is the essence of education. To learn how to control your mind. Because if you have a controlled mind, you cannot do anything in this world practically. I mean, within reason. You can't like just go like this and fly away. Maybe you can if you're a yogi, but it is to control your mind. And the relationship between discipline and obedience, eventually we will get to, this is a japa class, eventually we'll get there. But the relationship between obedience and controlling the mind and the purpose of life is that by obedience, even though you don't feel like it, you do it. That means you have to control your mind. You listen to a person. And then that person who is the teacher, he trains you in the values. Some of the devotees said values were the purpose. Mataji said that. But you have to be trained in what is valuable. And you have to learn to accept the real values of life against the illusions that Maya is going to place in front of you, saying that this is important and that is important. And these illusions are just like a projection on smoke. They don't have any substance. But Maya is so powerful. And of course, Krishna's holy names are more powerful, but Maya, oh, I see this every day. Every day, how powerful Maya is. And we will all see it when we try to do nothing else other than chant Hare Krishna and listen to the holy names. Just watch your mind go boom, 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 go everywhere. And then bring it back. Don't fall for the illusion. But discipline means that you get, first you learn to be obedient, then your teacher teaches you values, and then gradually when your intelligence is trained and strong, the teacher passes his authority to your trained intelligence. That's education. And then you're a strong person. And then you could go anywhere because you've imbibed. Like one devotee said to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I always want to stay by your lotus feet. And Prabhupada replied, yes, but my lotus feet are always moving. You can't stay there like that. And therefore he taught us, he trained us so strongly that which is more important, Vani or Vapu? Vani, because we're supposed to imbibe that Vani, and it's not different from that person, but take that Vani and that inculcate it, assimilate it. This is, accept those values as your values. Accept them and his heart, this is ultimately what we have to do. Accept his heart by his association is your heart. That is chitite koriya aikya. Make your heart one. My desire is to make my heart one with yours. It means desires, value, and ultimately the lotus feet of Krishna. And that, I'll tell you frankly, Jaya Dvaita Maharaj, His Holiness Jaya Dvaita Maharaj, and myself had the fortune, and of course Jaya Dvaita Maharaj so much more than myself, but the fortune of being in Prabhupada's holy presence. And it wasn't ordinary. The English word charisma means power. So what was Prabhupada's power? What was his charisma that he did what he did? There was a sweetness that he carried, and that sweetness was his relationship with Sri Sri Radha and Krishna Vrindavan, his relationship with his Guru Maharaj, his relationship with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but specifically Vrindavan. He carried the sweetness of Braj with him wherever he went. And this was his secret. And it's an open secret. And we are supposed to do the same thing. We want to make our heart one with his means. We want to become servants of Guru, Vaishnavas, Srila Prabhupada, Guru Paramparas, Chaitanya, Nittai, and ultimately Vrindavan Chandra. And this is what we are meant for. And it's a different consciousness, it's a different universe that what Maya presents. So when we sit down and chant japa, we try to look at it. We really try to look at it as right now, while I'm chanting. This is my practice. Right now when I'm chanting japa, we have to take some moments to prepare our consciousness for what we are about to do. And first of all, we have to know what we're about to do. What are we about to do? We want to associate with Krishna. Abhina Twam Nama Namano. Krishna and Krishna's names. This is the gift that Mahaprabhu specifically taught us, that we can associate with Krishna anytime we want through his holy names. And we should take advantage of that. So when we sit down to chant japa or stand up to chant japa or whatever, or sit in it, whatever, how we're going to do it, we become conscious that this is my time to be with Krishna. This is my time to be with Krishna. Now, one has to be very determined to take this seriously, but it makes all the difference, the preparation of the mind, of the consciousness, before we chant, before we begin. So many devotees, they offer prayers before they begin to chant. And there was one temple I was in Melbourne for a short time on Ekadasis. During the japa period, they left the deities open and they didn't dress the, because usually the deities are dressed during while everyone's chanting japa and the curtains are closed. But during this short period, they kept during Ekadasis, they kept the curtains open and they dressed the deities after, and the devotees chanting to Krishna. They were conscious that what I'm doing is chanting to the supreme, to this person, Krishna. So we want to be in a mood like that. So we prepare our mind that now is my time to be with Krishna, and he's a person. If you want to insult a person, be in his presence. And don't pay any attention to him. It's one of the greatest insults. If I was a little bit younger, I would show you what I mean. I would stand up. I could do it now, but I'm not going to anyway. But you'd stand up, and I'll turn my back on you. You're all looking at me, and I'll turn my back on you, and you'll see. Even though I'm telling you I'm going to do it. Oh, I'm going to do it. Watch. Okay. Now, don't take this personally, but now, how do you feel when little Burijan turns his back on you? Even though you know it's, I'm just saying it, I'm just acting, but does it make a difference in your consciousness of how you feel? I turn my back on you like this? So we invite Krishna to come, to be with us. We invite Krishna to be with us. And then what do? I turn my back on Krishna. Not physically, like I just did, but consciously. Now it's my time to think about everything in the universe. So no. So it takes some sankalpa, some determination. That's the preparation. From now, during this particular period, I have nothing else to do. We strongly think like this, make this determination. I have nothing else to do except be with Krishna. And if we do that, if we have that mood, if you have a guest and you pay full attention to them, then they naturally they develop so much gratitude and affection. And if we ignore them and insult them by turning our attention away from them, then it is aparad. A simple way, because we say aparad, aparad. But aparad basically means we insult. It's an insult. And that insult makes Krishna far away, although he's very near. So, you know what we're going to do now? We're going to chant Krishna's holy names on our beads. And take a few moments just to become determined. For this short period, become determined that nothing, I don't have anything else to do except be with Krishna. And even though I don't have very much of a trained mind, and my mind may wander, at least I'm going to try my best to associate with Krishna in the form of his holy names by hearing. That's how we do it. We can touch Krishna in the form of his holy names with our consciousness by hearing. That is what we want to do. That is the primary thing, basic thing. And if we sincerely just try this one thing, to hear the Hare Krishna Ma mantra. There's even one morning walk where someone asked Prabhupada, what should I do with my mind when I'm chanting? And Prabhupada said, there's no question of doing anything with your mind. Just hear. He made it sound so simple and obvious. But I can tell you that, at least for me, it is not so simple. But to try our best is what we want to do. Try our best to do what? To listen, to be present with the holy name, and just try to hear. Now, while we're chanting right now, what I'll do sometimes is I'll try to speak a little softly into the microphone. And just remind you to what we're doing here, that we want to everyone put your mobile phones on cow ringtone, please. So at least they'll be mooing everywhere and it'll be remind us of Vrindavan. Yeah, just like they have airplane mode, we should have Japa mode on our phones where it just disappears or something. So just keep it very simple what the goal is. Just try to be with Krishna in the form of his holy names by hearing, touching the sound vibration with our consciousness by hearing. Keep it very simple. And if your mind wanders, it's natural, just bring it back. Try your best. Just keep trying your best. That's all that we can do. And then if Krishna so desires, then he'll make it very easy. But our job in the relationship is to try our best to be present with Krishna in the form of his holy names by hearing. Simple. Okay. So try, become determined. How do you become determined? Just I have nothing else to do now. We'll chant for 15 minutes, 20 minutes, something like that. For this time, I have nothing else to do. Be determined. You ready? You're determined?
Yes.
You're determined?
Yes.
You're determined? Yes. You're determined?
Yes.
Yes? Yes. Let's see who else is there. Matajis, I know you're all very determined. Prabhu, you're determined? Did you go to work today? Yes? Did you go to work today? Did you have a job or you were in the temple? Yeah. Okay, now two devotees behind you. Temple today? Next one behind you. Job, that's what I thought. Are you tired? Good. Just, are you determined? Very good. Okay. Now, I would advise you to offer some prayer to Guru, to Vaishnavas, to Prabhupada, to deities. And just after you offer your prayers, then when you're ready, just begin chanting. How loud to chant, how soft to chant, just hear. Just try to hear. Just try to hear. How fast to chant, how slow to chant, just try to hear. And if you can hear one Hare Krishna Ma mantra, beginning with Hari, know that you are very fortunate. So try your best. And I shall do the same. Okay, whenever you're ready, you begin. And I'll speak in the microphone sometimes, but don't stop chanting, just keep on chanting. You can heed what I say, but keep chanting. And try to focus on this one goal of hearing, being with Krishna in the form of His name, holy names. And if you can hear one Hare Krishna Ma mantra, beginning with Hari, you are very fortunate. You have nothing else to do except this point. For this short time we're together now, you have nothing else to do other than being with Krishna. Please accept this simple point. You have nothing else to do right now other than be with Krishna in the form of His holy names. Try your best. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Think of your chanting as service. This is bhakti, an offering to Krishna of the ear, of the tongue, of your mind. But make it an offering to Him. He's a person, supreme person. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, Hari, 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 Rama, 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 Hari, Hari. And if you can hear one Hare Krishna Ma mantra, you're so fortunate. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. If your mind wanders, yato yato nischalati manas chanchalam astiram, just bring it back to this one simple goal of being with Krishna in the form of His holy names. That's, you don't have anything else to do now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Oh, God. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Rama, 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 Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. If your mind wanders, don't worry, it's natural. Just bring it back to the simple goal of being with Krishna in the form of His holy names. And if you can hear one Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Eka Krishna Mantra Japa Sarva Papachai. If you can hear one Hare Krishna Maha Mantra beginning with Hare, you know that you are so fortunate. Please know that you are so fortunate. Just try your best. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Try your best. Just remember that why you're here right now. This is my time to be with Krishna. I don't have anything else to do. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama. If your mind wanders, just bring it back. Just be very determined in this one thing, to be with Krishna, and you have nothing else to do now. Just accept this principle. There's one principle, accept it. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You have nothing else to do now except be with Krishna in the form of His holy names. Please accept this principle. If you have something else to do, go and do it. But right now, we are so fortunate. We are so fortunate. Because we have nothing else to do except be with Krishna in the form of His holy names. Hare Krishna. And we can pray to Krishna to allow us to serve Him. This was Srila Prabhupada's first very simple but very deep translation of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. O Lord, O energy of the Lord, O Krishna, O Srimati Radharani, please allow me to serve you. Please accept me as your servant. Please allow me to serve you. For so many lifetimes, I've tried to enjoy myself independently of you. Now all I desire is to be your servant. Allow me to serve you. Please accept me as your servant. If you can hear one Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, beginning with Hare, you are so fortunate. Just try your best. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna.
Focus.
Rama, 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare.
Try your best.
Rama, 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna. If your mind wanders, don't worry, it's natural, but just bring it back very gently to the simple goal of being with Krishna in the form of His holy names. And if you can hear one Hare Krishna mantra, beginning with Hare, you're very fortunate. You can pray to Srimati Radharani, to Krishna, to Mahaprabhu, to Srila Prabhupada, to Nityananda Prabhu, to help you, to give you strength. To free you from Maya's very tight grip. Just chant Hare Krishna. Rama, 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 Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare. You have nothing else to do now. Please accept this simple point. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare. Rama, 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 Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna. Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Rama, 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare. If you can hear one Hare Krishna mantra, beginning with the first Hari, you are very fortunate. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare 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 Rama Rama. Be very determined to try your best. Rama 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 Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna. Try to hear. Rama, 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 Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare. Just try your best. If your mind wanders, it's natural, don't worry. Just bring it back to this one simple goal of trying to be with Krishna in the form of His holy names. If you can hear one Hare Krishna mantra, you are very fortunate. Just try to touch the sound vibration with your consciousness by the process of hearing. Keep it very simple. Sincerely try your best. Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare. Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Rama, 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare
Okay, why don't we just stop for a few minutes? Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Very nice, sincere devotees trying. Would anyone like to say how they did in their chanting? That's the simple, honest. How they did in their chanting, anyone would like to say? Yes, Prabhu. What is your name?
Balabhadra Kripa Das, yes. Your instruction in between chanting, helping us to focus on the holy name of the Lord. Thank you, Prabhuji.
So how did you do in your chanting?
It's very improved, Prabhuji.
Yes. Did you hear one Hare Krishna mantra?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Very good. You are very fortunate. Thank you.
Thank you,
Prabhuji. But did you, I mean, I saw it 100 times in that short period myself, that I'm chanting, I've become very determined, and suddenly my mind starts thinking of so many things. It goes away, and if you believe one of those things, the first thought, then it goes to the second, to the third, to the fourth, and then you're gone. At least I was gone. And then the goal is to always remind ourselves that this is my practice, this is my sadhana, this is my time to be with Krishna. And then you have to ask the question even, do I want to be with Krishna? And there's my mind at times really doesn't want to be with Krishna. So then we become humble. We become humble and see, we come to grips with our own insincerity. And then we have to pray. And then that's why Mahaprabhu said, Trinadapi Sunichena, Tarodapi Sisna. I would rather follow my mind in its crazy voyage throughout the universe, trying to taste so many pleasures in my mind, which is where all the pleasures basically exist. Just see my insincerity. It's very embarrassing, actually. I'm so glad I don't have a loudspeaker hooked up to my mind. At least Krishna saved you all from that. Thank you very much, Paul. Anyone else would like to say how their chanting was? Yes. What is your name? Varun. Hare Krishna. What do you do, Varun?
I'm a student.
Where?
In Siagar College.
And do you live here or do you live?
I live in Voice, GDD Voice.
Okay. Yes, how was your chanting?
It was better than previous one. It was improved.
Yes. That's good. If we can just improve. Yes. Did you hear one mantra?
Yes.
Did you hear two?
Yes, more than two.
Well, you heard one. That's really all we can say. If you can do that, if you can hear one mantra, very fortunate. Thank you. And what engineering do you study?
I'm studying mechanical engineering.
Okay. Raise your hand if you didn't study engineering. Wow. You're too little. Of course you didn't study engineering yet. Yes. Anyone else like to say? Yes, someone. Yes. Yeah. I pointed over here and okay.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. What's your name?
Shubh Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Prabhu, means you were giving instruction in between, but then also my mind was wandering here and there, but I was trying to focus on the mantra,
yes,
as you have said. So I was able to focus on more better than last.
How nice. Will you try tomorrow morning to try to hear like this, to prepare your mind? Will you do that tomorrow morning? If everyone would do that tomorrow morning, that would be so nice. Would you try to do that?
Yes, Prabhu, I will try.
Thank you. And did you hear one Hare Krishna mantra?
Yes.
And sometimes when I ask that question, sometimes the devotees will say, how do you know if you really heard the mantra? Then it starts really getting confusing. How do you know that you really know that you really know that you really know that you heard the mantra? And of course, one answer is that we don't actually hear the mantra because jato naraga jute chit ujjay hasya chito rodita rati gayanti and madhavan nrityadi lokavaya. Mahaprabhu says, he said that his Guru Maharaj, Sri Swarupuri, told him that this verse was the essence of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the effect of chanting the holy names, that if one is actually in contact, as Krishna has manifested himself in the holy names in our heart, then we dance, we jump up and down, we cry, we laugh, we don't care about what anyone thinks about us, we just so much deeply absorbed in our relationship with Krishna. So we try our best. And we try our best to be with Krishna, and if Krishna wants to manifest himself fully, then he does. And there's one comment by Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur somewhere in the 10th canto where he says that even though we, with our material mind, we're not really fully tasting Krishna, Krishna is so liberal. He's so liberal. His mood is, oh, my devotee is chanting my name, my devotee is meditating on me. And with Ajamya, he's so liberal. He's so liberal. Krishna, Lord Narayana, took it. Oh, my devotee is chanting my name. It is my duty to give him protection. So this is the quality of the person we're dealing with. And that's why it's so important to read and study the Bhagavatam, the Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita. We want to get to know this person. We have to appreciate his qualities. He's so soft and kind. And he takes the good, Bhava Grahi. He takes the good, Putana, Ho Bhakyam Stana Kalutam. He sees the good. So let us try to do our part in the relationship with him. And that means simply to try our best right now in being with him in the form of his holy names. Are we ready to try again? Mataji, you ready? You ready? You ready? Mataji's chanted so nicely. Actually, Prabhuji's did so also. So such serious chanters trying your best, I was appreciating very much. Okay, so before you start, just prepare your mind. What are you going to do right now? What are you going to do? Decide. Then you could offer prayers. And then when you're ready, just begin. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And remember, if you can hear one Hare Krishna mantra beginning with Hare, you are so fortunate. Just try your best. Keep it very simple. Keep it simple. This was the basic way that Prabhupada taught us. Just try to be with Krishna in the form of his holy names by hearing. Just hear. If you can hear one Hare Krishna mantra beginning with Hare, you are very fortunate. Just try your best. Try your best. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. You have nothing else to do now. This is a very special time, a rare time. You have nothing else to do except be with Krishna in the form of His holy names. Please take advantage of this time. Try your best. And if you can hear one Hare Krishna mantra, you're so fortunate. Try your best. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. If your mind wanders, don't worry, it's natural. But just be determined to bring it back to the simple goal of trying to be with Krishna in the form of His holy names. Just keep trying your best. Understand that this is a special time. Our japa time is always a special time. A rare opportunity when we have nothing else to do except be with Krishna in the form of His holy names. Just try your best. Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. If your mind wanders, don't worry, it's natural. Just bring it back to the simple goal of being with Krishna in the form of His holy names. Just by hearing. Just try to touch the mantra with your consciousness by hearing. Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna. Just keep refocusing your mind as soon as you become conscious that it wanders. Focus it on what? The simple goal of being with Krishna in the form of His holy names by hearing. If some humility awakens in your heart, and you can pray to Krishna to allow, if He would kindly allow you to serve Him. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, 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 Hare. Good chanting, good chanting. Just try your best to be with Krishna in the form of His holy names by hearing. And if you can hear one Hare Krishna mantra beginning with Hari, you're very fortunate. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Rama, 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 Rama. Just try your best. If your mind wanders, don't worry, it's natural. Just bring it back to the simple goal of being with Krishna in the form of His holy names. Rama, 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 Rama. Hare Krishna. Okay, why don't we just stop for a moment. How can you tell the difference between when you're chanting, chanting well, and not chanting well? How do you individually define the difference in your own chanting when you're chanting nicely and not chanting nicely? Did you? Yes, in the back. Yes, Prabhu. It's going to take a while for the microphone to get there. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. When we chant nicely, then...
Not we, you.
Myself. Then feel like to chant more. After even 16 round, we will... do more chanting.
Do you feel like chanting more now?
Yes.
Okay. Even though it's late at night, you're feeling like chanting more. How wonderful. Thank you. What is your good name, sir?
Gauranga Prandas.
Hare Krishna. Anyone else like to say? Oh, maybe someone close to the microphone.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
When I'm chanting attentively, I'm trying to focus on the holy name. That means my chanting is good. Other times the mind is wandering like anything, or I'm dozing while chanting, being tired actually.
Yes.
So I feel like the chanting is like, I'm not at all attentive in hearing the holy name. So my chanting is very bad during that time.
Are you able to make the shift?
Yeah.
From bad to good?
Yeah.
You have that, first you have to be conscious of it, and then to shift to being attentive, trying your best to be attentive. You're able to do that much of the time?
Yes.
How wonderful. Thank you. What is your name, Prabhu?
Sri Gopal Prandas.
Gopal Pran, Sri Gopal Pran Prabhu. Hare Krishna, thank you. Someone else like to say how they can tell? Yes.
Hare, Hare Krishna, if I actually try to put my efforts, I actually had some satisfaction that I tried to chant well, and if when the time is just passing, mind is somewhere else and I'm not able to chant well, then there is some feeling of cheating that, I have been cheated of my time, mind has cheated me, that feeling is there.
So you feel like you've been cheated of your time? Sometimes.
Yeah, when mind is not there. Means time was there.
So who has cheated you?
My mind.
So your mind has cheated you.
Yeah.
Rascal mind, yes. How do you deal with your rascal mind when it does that?
I try to put more efforts for the next round. Whenever I realize, I try to put more effort.
How do you do that? By your intelligence? By your...
Chanting more distinctly, clearly, and trying to hear that.
So you try to chant more distinctly and clearly. Thank you.
So I noticed that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur uses the stick method. You rascal mind, you know, well, I don't want to listen to you. And Srila Raghunath Das Goswami uses the, my dear mind, please just hear one mantra or something like that. My dear mind, if you, why do you bathe me in this terrible donkey urine of the mind's pursuits? Different moods. But the same point, don't accept the wanderings of the mind as what you want. Same point. Have to be sincere and determined and conscious. Thank you. Anyone else? Anyone here? So many devotees want to say. Yes. Not hollow. Hare, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. When I chant better, my mind automatically takes me to Sri Sri Gaurnatha.
Wait, a little slower, please. Huh? A little slower so I can understand.
Whenever I chant better, my mind takes me to Lord Sri Krishna and Srimati Radharani, like photos whom I worship, or to Sri Sri Gaurnatha, or to Krishna Balram. And whenever I don't chant well, my mind is wandering somewhere else.
Yes. And you prefer to see the pictures of Radhe Shyam, it sounded like, and Krishna Balaram and Gonitai.
Yes.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. This will be the last comment before we for tonight.
So when I consider the chanting is better when there is a desperate need of calling out the holy name of the Lord, when that feeling is there that I need to call out the holy name of the Lord, I need to take shelter. So when that feeling is there, then I feel that chanting is better.
When you feel the need.
Yeah, and I how far I am from actually taking shelter of the Lord, when that need is deeply felt.
What happens? Does it happen sometimes to you when you become conscious that you're not taking shelter of the Lord when you chant, but you don't feel the need? And you, does that sometimes happen to you?
Yeah, that time chanting is a bit casual.
Yes.
It's casual. But when the need is felt...
So what do you do when you find your mind, your chanting is casual?
I try to remind myself, as you told in the instruction before, that how serious business this is and how we are in awkward position we are in this material world. So when we realize our position and how far we are from that, to try to remind basically, if I, by Krishna's grace, if that remembrance comes.
Thank you. Wonderful. Thank you. Okay, now what I don't want to do is keep everyone up late because then in the morning it's more difficult to chant if we're tired. Those who are transcendental, nothing stops them, but some of us aren't so transcendental. So we need to take rest, and it's very important to take good rest, be prayerful. Be in a good consciousness when you take rest. Pray like anything, that you get up in good consciousness and are able to chant and 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 don't stop chanting. Don't stop chanting. That's really the only safe place to be, in the Kirtaniya Sadahari. Then the consciousness is safe when it's in the shelter of continuous chanting of the holy names. Okay. So please try to chant nicely tomorrow morning in your japa times, and then tomorrow evening, Krishna willing, we shall see you again. If you can all come again, that would be so nice. And I'd like to hear how your chanting was tomorrow morning. And we shall try our best to, in the evening also, to be in the presence of Krishna and his holy name. Okay, thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Prabhupada Bhaktavinda ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanandi Hare Rao.
Hare Krishna. So we have the books by H.K.S. Burjan Poo. The table is just by the side of Prabhuji. So devotees can take benefit of having those books and also get them autographed by Prabhuji. Also, for the registered participants, the prasadam is there in the Mukunda Hall. Hare Krishna.